Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. A new United Nations report accuses South Sudanese soldiers and affiliated militias of using mass rape as a weapon of terror and of employing a scorched earth policy against the civilian population. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The report calls the scale and type of sexual violence committed primarily by government SPLA and allied militias one of the most horrendous human rights situations in the world. During the period of the report from April to September 2015, the UN recorded 1,300 reported rapes in oil-rich Unity State alone. The report says sexual assaults are carried out with extreme brutality. It finds girls and women of all ages are subjected to multiple gang rapes. Some are then killed, while others are abducted and held in sexual slavery as so-called wives for soldiers in barracks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Angolan President José Eduardo dos Santos, one of Africa's longest ruling leaders, said Friday he will quit politics in 2018 following the end of his current term. Dos Santos, who has led Angola since 1979, has hinted at retiring before, but always remained in office. A spokesman for the opposition UNITA party said Friday that the party will believe Dos Santos is stepping down when they see it. The president is nearing the end of a five-year term that began when his party won the August 2012 general election. Last year, he announced the next elections will take place in August 2017. In his speech Friday, Dos Santos did not say why he intends to retire and did not name a potential successor. This is VOA News. Russian officials complained Friday that they'd been frustrated in repeated efforts to get information about the mysterious death of Mikhail Lesin, a former aide to President Vladimir Putin, whose battered body was found in a Washington hotel room 4 months ago. Senior Russian officials spoke out hours after authorities in the U.S. Capitol issued a brief statement explaining the Russian media magnate's death was caused by blunt force trauma. The Russian Foreign Ministry's chief spokeswoman indicated a high-level diplomatic request is on the way to Washington. News of developments in the Lesin case broke late Thursday when police in Washington and the office of the city's medical examiner said in a joint statement that his death was caused by head injuries, but that he'd also suffered injuries to his neck, torso, arms, and legs. Former U.S. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson endorsed party frontrunner Donald Trump Friday. At a news conference in Florida, Carson, a retired neurosurgeon, said he had talked with Trump and found that there's a lot more alignment, philosophically and spiritually, than I've ever thought that there was. Trump introduced Carson, describing him as a special person and as a friend. In Myanmar's lower house of parliament Friday, Tin Jaw, an unelected retired bureaucrat from the National League for Democracy, trounced the country's incumbent vice president, Saimok Kham, in first-round balloting to move a step closer to the presidency. VOA correspondent Steve Herman is in the capital, Naypyidaw, and describes Tin Jaw.
He spent some years in the bureaucracy, had been a university teacher, studied computer science overseas. He's in the inner circle of the NLD, the National League for Democracy. He's on the executive council, and he's married to a woman who is not only the daughter of one of the founders of the NLD, but she's a member of parliament in her own right.
It was the latest exercise in democracy as Aung San Suu Kyi's party prepares to take the reins of government from President Thein Sein in a ceremony on March 30th that will end decades of military dominance. Macedonian's president says his country's been forced to pay for the actions of the European Union in the current migrant crisis, arguing that the influx has cost Macedonia $28 million so far. In an interview published Friday in the German newspaper Bild, Georgia Ivanov said Macedonia is fed up with the situation after having to declare a national crisis. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Emperor Akihito led a five-year commemoration service Friday for the victims of the massive 2011 earthquake and tsunami. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The Voice of America.